Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Diva with Grace podcast. I am Diva by name, not by reputation.
And I'm Grace. It's a popular him, and I'm a popular her.
Grace, how excited are you for today's guest?
I am so excited. She came bringing gifts.
I'm holding
my wisdom cords. I can't wait to ask her questions about it because I already feel so much better.
She's magic. She's magic. Let's introduce. Well, let me give her a proper introduction
because yes, she does you're all really good the at things. That.
Okay. Let me just get it going. So we have Jay Young in the studio. Yay. And she is a certified Reiki practitioner, crystal and vibrational sound healer, energy intuitive, spiritual advisor, tarot reader. And she channels spirits and just does all the things. You guys, welcome, Jay Young.
Such a magical, so amazing
healing
being in
powers.
Your presence.
Oh, yes.
Just so you guys know, if you're lucky enough to like schedule a session with her and even just be in the same room as her,
you will
be very happy.
You don't understand. I've said this story before a couple of times, but I had a session with you. This is a while ago. And it was so transformative, you guys. And that was the night. It was New Year's. And you were like, make sure you drink water and all this stuff. This is the party.
I talk about
it to this day.
That's amazing.
And so I was at a party and I was standing there talking to someone. And the room just started spinning. And I was like, what is it? It was a wild, wild night. And I'm like, she's the real deal. And then I have to go back. And I never did. And most of it was because you're on the West Side. And I have concerns about the West Side.
I get it. It's hard to get in and out of
It's hard.
Yeah.
You guys. But anyway, we'll talk more about that later.
Oh my God, how far west are you?
Santa Monica.
Oh,
near Santa
okay.
Monica.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but it's its own world over
it's
there.
It's its own it world. Is. But yes. You know what? For you, I will make that trek.
All right.
Yes.
I will make the trek. But let's
I'm
get
holding
into
you to it.
Diva. Okay. Ooh, accountability. Accountability. All right. She's already got me. But welcome. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
An honor to have you here. So let's just get going from the beginning. Tell us about your journey because I know you have your own healing practice and
yes.
Love to know how you got there, but how did it all start for you?
Well, I started my practice in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
I would say about 10 or 11 years ago, I started my own personal transformation journey.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, of course, transformative to me. And so I felt, why can I not help other people do mm-hmm. what I'm doing? Okay. That's what healing is about, right? We have to heal ourselves and we continue to heal as we are healing others. So I just decided, hell, let's do it. Sorry, can I curse?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
We have an E, so you might as well.
Okay, got it.
I try to keep it clean, but whatever.
I don't, so go for it.
So it really did all start as a child. I used to do a lot of channeling and seeing things through my dream phase.
Oh.
And I would literally like call people and be like, I saw this happen. And then it's like, they're like, oh, that's happening. Or it happened. And
what?
I'm like, but I never really thought anything about it. I thought it was just like, oh, it's just something.
Right.
I do. You know,
it's
life.
Like a talent
it's
you
life.
Have.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, everybody can probably channel things through their dreams. So it started there. And, you know, as I became older, I just wasn't resonating with a lot of things. I grew up in a religious home.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't crazy religious like that. But I grew up in a Pentecostal background. And, you know, we were Christians. But my Nana, I live with my Nana at some point, and she was Baptist. And I just didn't understand religion, why everyone had separate gods.
Mm.
And so I would ask questions, and, you know, in the Christian culture, you don't ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
You just go with the story.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, I'm rebellious. I need to know answers.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much started there. And I kind of took myself out of the church at around the age 15. And I don't know how I did it. I just did.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I got older, I started to realize, like, I feel different. I'm different. I'm different from a lot of people in my family, and that's not to say I'm better or anything. I just felt different than what I was surrounded by. And so I just wanted to delve deeper into what it is, who I was. And that started about 10 or 11 years ago. And I started with my first shamanic session with a friend of mine who was living in Hawaii, had her own, you know, land there, and she did retreats.
Oh, wow.
And we actually did a distance session over the phone.
Oh.
And that was a little different for me because I was like, wait, you mean I don't have to be in your presence?
Yeah, like, I didn't know you do that.
Yeah, totally. I actually do that as well in my practice now.
Oh, good to know.
So, yeah, good to know.
Good to know. Don't so you don't have to come to the website. Right? Right?
I'm still going to come. I'm still going to come.
So it pretty much started after that. And things just started to peel back at like an onion. And things, I felt very uncomfortable in my body. Mm-hmm. But I was able to do it with grace.
Get it, guys. You know, get it.
I know, right? Got it.
Casual plug.
Right, exactly. So in about 2004 is when I decided, you know, I had this, I actually took a course. It was a workshop. A 10-week course was about reconnecting with your spirits, reconnecting with your heart space. And this was about connecting with past lives. So we did a lot of past life regressions. One of my past lives, I had many past lives, of course, but one of them that really stuck out was I was a healer and I used blue light. And I remember that very clearly. And when I came out of that trance state, I was like, I have to be a healer. I have to. This is why I've been feeling different. I need to use this gift. And so I had a friend at that time where we were starting this spiritual practice, teaching people how to meditate and do breath work and things like that. She's like, have you ever heard of Reiki? And I'm like, no, not really. So I looked it up and I was like, oh yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And so I started studying, got certified in it. And it's been history since then, and I've incorporated things like vibrational sound, and what that means is just I use drumming, like like shamans.
Like sound healing.
Yeah. Yep, and I use crystal bowls, and sometimes I chant, depending on what spirit is calling me to do. Yeah. I use the crystals. I just use very high vibrational things to just, you know, help people through their situations.
Yeah, that's what I love about the session. It's like a full, you got everything happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it was like an experience. I love that you offer that to people.
Good, good, good. Yes. Yeah.
So I actually have a question.
Sure.
I was informed of this. This morning, actually. So you said that you started in Christianity. Mm-hmm. I always find that really interesting when how people made the transition. Mm-hmm. But I found out this morning that there are speculations that Jesus was a Reiki healer.
I would be surprised.
Did you learn about that in school?
No.
Because you know, people were saying he could heal people with energy and with his hands. Mm-hmm. And when the person who discovered Reiki.
Right. Dr. Yusui.
Yeah. Like when he went in, he did like some month retreat or something. And he came out of it realizing that, oh, Jesus must have been a Reiki healer because he was healing people with energy.
I mean, that would make sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But isn't that interesting? Because we talk a lot about how in Christianity and Catholicism and in some religions with separate gods, how they are sort of, it feels sort of taboo, like the crystal stuff and the, you know, the alternative medicine. But it's interesting to think about Jesus himself being a Reiki healer.
You should tell your family that. I wonder how that's going to go down next Easter.
Well, Jesus was a Reiki healer.
How are they now? Are they pretty accepting?
You know, my family has never been, they've never questioned me. I've never been questioned.
That's amazing.
You know what I mean? So I've always felt open. I did feel closed off at the beginning because I did know how to articulate that to them. Honestly, they still really don't know what I do.
It's okay. A lot of parents don't know what
we
do.
I know, exactly.
My mom thinks it's a radio show.
She knows people. So.
Yeah, she can't understand the concept of a podcast. Yeah. So I'm on the radio, Mom. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really trying to just dumb it down as much as you can to say this is what I do. So they're just like, oh, okay, that's nice. So what's for dinner?
Would you mind just elucidating about what is Reiki? Because we've mentioned it here. We have some other guests mention it, but since you are our first actual Reiki healer, can you just let people know what that all entails.
Yeah, so it actually started over 100 years ago. Dr. Mikao Yasui is pretty much the founder. I think, mm-hmm. I want to say he was on a mountain.
Or maybe now Jesus, thanks to
Grace.
Or
maybe Jesus, right? Maybe they were just working Jesus. Together. Maybe he was channeling Jesus or
maybe.
Something.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Which can definitely happen too during channeling situations. So, because Jesus is now an ascended master, so it's you can channel Jesus, yes. the spirit.
Okay.
Okay, that's Christ consciousness, right?
Yes, oh, girl.
Dr. Mikao Yasui was on a mountaintop for about 100 days meditating, 100 days straight. This is probably why he did channel Jesus. That's a lot of days of meditation. So at this point, it's over, you know, a century old, and it was brought to the Western culture by, oh my God, I just forgot her name, but she taught it here at of course, it westernized. It was Eastern first, and it westernized here. But anyway, to move on, that's just the basic history of it. Mm-hmm. It's a lineage of energy healing, okay? So each Reiki practitioner has to get an attunement to become, like, a practitioner and a master of it. Mm. So it's basically energy that is channeled from the universe. You're not. The practitioner does not use their own energy. Mm. That's if we use our own energy, it would be limited energy. So we use the abundant energy from the universe to be able to channel that through our body, through our hands, and then we place our hands on the receiver, mm-hmm. I should say. And it really is intention based. So if you strongly believe that the energy is being channeled, it's being channeled. Mm-hmm. If you strongly believe that you can make your client feel that the intention is set, that I am going to help you heal, they will heal. So that is basically what Reiki is. It's just a form of energy healing, a modality that is starting to become a little bit more mainstream, thank God.
Yeah. Right?
You know, so that's basic. That's
what
the basis.
Do you attribute that to, the mainstream? Do you feel like people are just, they're searching for something more?
Absolutely. The shift in the consciousness that's happening on the planet right now is so powerful.
Isn't it?
We're in so Aquarian intense. Age. We came out of the Piscean age, which is, you know, very patriarchal. Okay. So now we're moving into this very fluid, feminine energy. So now it's like people really don't have a choice but to shift. What's happening is people are resistant towards it and they don't know what's happening. So they're all out of sorts. But those who are aware of the shift are wanting to try different alternatives to help them heal.
Yeah. So we're in the age of Aquarius right now.
Correct.
Right. And I love how you said it's fluid because it's an air sign, but everybody thinks it's a water sign because aqua.
Yes.
Do you feel like because it's an air sign, but it has like watery characteristics, that's why the actual our consciousness
totally.
Is because air is mostly like up in your head.
It right? is, but it also the Aquarian zodiac sign is connected to the water bearer.
Oh,
so
okay.
it is pretty much air and water.
Yes.
So,
oh my gosh, which is such a volatile, it can be a very volatile combination.
Oh, absolutely.
What sign are you?
I'm a Pisces.
Oh my gosh, yes. I think I knew that. I think you told me that maybe. Or maybe I looked it up. Or maybe I just felt
you
it.
You channeled it.
Maybe I felt it, yeah.
Yes,
oh
so
my
I'm
gosh,
a Pisces.
That's amazing.
Yes.
I love a female Pisces. Mm-hmm. I'm a Gemini.
I have a female Pisces. My sister is a Pisces. My other sister, I have two sisters. So
okay. And what's your sign, Diva?
I'm an Aries.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a lot of Aries around me.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah. I love Aries.
We're the best.
Okay.
No. End of conversation.
Yeah.
So just going back, because I'm remembering Jill, we had someone who did do a little bit of Reiki. She does Reiki energy for her. She has a product line. Mm-hmm. So she puts in her oils and energy,
oh,
which
beautiful.
You can feel like it's wild. That's well, we can talk about that later. But just as someone, she puts a lot into that just for the product. How is that when you have an actual person in front of you? Do you have a specific, maybe ritual you have to do prior to seeing a client?
Oh, yes.
Is it, and if you're not feeling it, do you cancel or is it, you know,
no.
How does that work?
No, the thing is that by me channeling, it actually shifts my whole vibration. So there are times where I'm just kind of tired and I don't really want to see a client.
Yeah.
But when I go and channel, which also channeling takes energy from me as well,
right.
but it puts me in a high vibrational place. Mm-hmm. That and while I'm doing the healing as well, I'm like uplifted. So energy does, it can shift in a second. Mm-hmm. It really can. And it really is all about the intention behind everything in life.
Yeah.
But yeah, it definitely does make a difference.
And perspective.
Absolutely.
How do you do that? Like if you're in, like for example, I don't know if we're going to release that episode before this one.
I think this is first, but it's this okay.
One, okay. You guys, right. We just recorded an episode before. I'm just being savagely authentic. Right?
Yeah, it's fine.
We just recorded an episode before this and I was very fired up.
Very fired up.
And I was like,
I kind of loved it.
How do I get out of this state? Mm-hmm. I feel like, I don't know if that's a Gemini thing mm-hmm. or if it's just a me thing.
That's a good question.
But I feel like even when I'm surrounded by good energy, sometimes I'm just in a place mm-hmm. of angst mm-hmm. and I feel like there's a purpose for it. So I don't want to shift, but it's not comfortable. Like, mm-hmm. does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like, how do you know when to get to shift your perspective or when it's like, it's helpful
or even how to just like yeah. some people want to get like I'm having a bad day, I'm trying to get out of it.
How do you shift?
If you have anything, because you have great energy, so I'm like we need to learn from her.
Well, I actually, and this is actually tying into your last question yeah. of being able to cleanse yourself before each client, I do have like a, I mean for me it's not hard to break down, but I'm so used to it. I've been doing it for years. Mm-hmm. It's really like sometimes I'll snap my fingers 3 times and it's like, okay, I'm out of it.
You know, oh my
it's
God.
One of those things where, because again, it's about
like
the intention.
Your heels 3 times.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Totally. Dorothy. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'm home.
I think it's a combination of everything. It's your sign. It's, you know, the characteristics which are made up of where you came from that also, that also the word I'm looking for is triggers reactions mm-hmm. and things. But also a lot of people aren't understanding now that they're very empathic. We
yeah.
have a lot of
yes.
empaths on the planet right now.
Oh my God. So many.
Yeah. And so that's probably what's happening. Part of it that,
yeah.
that could be happening for you.
Right.
And so being able to shift that again, it's first off being conscious of, I need to shift. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like myself. I feel out of sorts. Mm-hmm. And then just finding some sort of technique that's going to work for you. I always give my clients, especially those that are very empathic and they're picking up things at work or just from friends and family members, to do a shielding technique. And this mm-hmm. is what I do before and after every session to make sure that my energy is protected and that nothing can come in and nothing goes out. And this is all from the universe. And it's basically for me, I don't know if you want to save that as a little guided meditation or something, or yeah. I can just tell you about it.
Whatever you prefer. Okay. Like, what do you,
well, definitely
you want to do?
Tell us.
I'm literally staring into her eyes right now, guys. I'm like,
I know,
girl,
I feel so safe,
so
but
hard.
Also want to cry at the
like,
same time.
I'm like, whatever
time.
You want to do.
You guys are funny. I love it. Thank you. So basically it is envisioning white light coming down from the ethers, from the sky, mm-hmm. however you want to envision that white light. It can be a beam of white light. You can envision it as a bucket of white light, like a 5-gallon paint bucket filled of white light, and someone's pouring it on top of your
Give
head.
Give me all that white light.
Yeah, yeah.
I need it on tap.
Yeah, totally.
White light on tap.
Hey,
oh my God, is exactly. that the name of this episode?
Yes.
I like
Put
it.
Put it in the show notes.
Yes,
show notes.
Yes, yes.
So imagine that energy coming down, flowing down into your crown chakra. And for those of you that are not familiar with the chakra system, it's just the crown is on top of your head. Okay, flowing down, and that energy just surrounding your body. It can be in the shape of an egg, or it can be in the shape of a circle, or it can just outline your body print. Okay, that energy just comes down, fills your body, and it flows down into your feet and down into the center of the earth so that you feel grounded and aligned with the ethers and the earth. Okay, nothing can penetrate that. The hardest part of that exercise is remembering to do it.
Yes.
And having the discipline to actually do
it. It is, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
My dad, I've mentioned him a million times in here, mm-hmm. but he was my first spiritual teacher and still is. So he's going to be so excited for this episode. You're just saying Yay. So many things that he has told me. He's going to be like, I've told you that. I've told you that. Protect yourself. Mm-hmm. But he'll have like these sometimes... not outlandish, but some of the rituals, I'm like, Dad, I have to go to work. Like, I don't have, like, I can't meditate, do this, do that, take this cleansing ritual. So I kind of like, I'm always like, can you just shorten it? Uh-huh. I'm a busy woman. So I love that that seems... Mm-hmm.
Very short.
Short. Yeah, yeah, basically like short and sweet.
Tea supplements.
Yeah. You could shorten anything, yeah, really. And I honestly feel that we spend almost 100% of our day pleasing other people.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And if we can take 5 minutes to ourselves to just say, I'm going to protect myself today.
Yes.
And if you feel out of sorts at some point, okay, maybe something has seeped through my shield. Mm-hmm. Let me reshield myself.
Yes.
Okay. So just remembering that, you know, self-care, self-love, you mm-hmm. know, we have to find the time to take care of us because we're taking care of everybody throughout the day.
Self-care.
We're not being
not
fair to ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
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 So you said one of my favorite words, chakras. Uh-huh. Can you? I'm always talking chakras and crystals. Uh-huh. Just explain, like you mentioned the crown chakra, what the chakras are uh-huh. and the importance of them keeping aligned. Because I'm like always aligning my crystals mm-hmm. or aligning my chakras, excuse me, have mm-hmm. my crystals on me. So, yeah. But I'd love for you to kind of just share the importance of it.
Yeah. So we actually have many chakras. We, our society knows seven.
Seven.
Chakras.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we actually do have eight that we don't really talk about.
Oh.
That's actually above the crown. And that's really like connected to the mm-hmm. ethers. But we have many chakras all through our hands and feet, and they're everywhere. But the crown chakra is connected to the color purple, and that opens you up to the spirit world. Mm-hmm. That opens you up to your inner truth. And then we have the third eye, which is the forehead, and that's connected to the color indigo. And of course, that's self-explanatory, what everybody talk about all the time, mm-hmm. you know, is the third eye. You know, it's really about seeing things, and it's seeing things beyond the physical eye. That's mm-hmm. what the third eye is there for. That's mm-hmm. what we know it as. Then we have the throat chakra, which is connected to the color blue or like a turquoise.
Yeah.
Expression and communication. Then we go down to the heart. The heart chakra is actually the center chakra for connecting us to the earth and the spiritual world. So it's like the core of everything. And that's connected to the color green, or could also be pink yeah. as well. It's where a lot of like people need to do a lot of forgiveness work. And,
right. Oh, yes. We were just talking
forgiveness
about
letters.
Forgiveness. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Forgiveness letters Ooh. And burning them
yeah.
and letting
See?
Them go. And yeah.
And
exactly.
it's for, I just learned like, well, not necessarily this is the origin of the word, but forgiveness is for the giver.
Mm-hmm.
I just like learned,
Beautiful.
Which is so helpful
it's
for
important.
Me.
Yeah.
Right. It's like for yourself.
Right.
For the
First.
One giving the yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then we move down into the solar plexus, which,
My
which
favorite.
Is connected to the color yellow or gold. And that is where you know, creativity and confidence mm-hmm. lies. And then below the navel is the sacral, which is connected to the color orange. Mm-hmm. And that's the seat of life, right? For
yeah.
women, that's where our wombs are housed. And mm-hmm. that's where life is given. Life is, you know, we hold things there from past lives. Like, a lot of stuff is held in that area. It's our sexual organ.
I'm getting,
it's
about, like, emotional just thinking about it.
Let it go, girl.
Yeah.
I told you, I not to interrupt you, but
sure.
I'm a part of this group with self-development. It's based mm-hmm. on your chakras aligning.
Uh-huh.
And we were on the sacral chakra, and that was, it was so challenging. I stayed on that sacral
yeah.
chakra. I'm like, I don't think I should move on to solar.
Yeah.
My solar plexus is on fire. It's good.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need
yeah.
to really
yeah.
hone in on that. So.
Yeah. And that's good that you're aware of the
yeah.
balance.
Yeah.
yeah. And a lot of women are, because we just have so much going on in our daily lives.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just so much trauma done to that
yeah.
area.
Kind and of there's carried. So much healing going mm-hmm. on
yeah.
with that right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then the root chakra is connected to, it's like in our pelvic area. It's at, you know, at the tip of the spine. And that is connected to the color red. And that's about earth, about survival, about mm-hmm. fitting in.
And grounded.
And grounded and
yeah.
all of that stuff. Yeah, exactly. So there are different ways that you can align your chakras. Again, it's about just finding what works for you. If
yeah.
you're a busy woman and you don't really have time, knowing what's out of balance. And I feel like your body actually can tell you what's out of alignment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have a lump in your throat, or
yeah.
like, you know, that you're holding back something.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you can use that same technique of just sending that beam of light to that area, really focusing on that area, or you can send the breath, right? The breath is everything. We take it for granted every day, right?
Breathing is magic.
Absolutely. Breathing can definitely take us to that place of pure consciousness. And so it is the bridge between life and connection, right?
Yeah.
So if we're using the breath to send to the area that feels intense or feels blocked, that's also another way to align as well. There's so much.
I actually got into chakra teas recently.
Oh, yeah.
So far I've tried, I didn't want to get the whole set in my case. It's disgusting.
they are a little earthy.
Yes. But the root, I'm just working up as I go along in this program that I'm in. So root has been great. It's sacral chakra tea. I'm drinking like every day. Yeah. I do feel different though.
Good.
So it's amazing. Good. And I'll put it in the show notes, the brand that I've been using.
Yeah,
but
I might need some of that.
Yeah. I should have brought some. I'll start bringing some in.
You can also focus on the color as well. Mm-hmm. So if you're working on your sacral, you know, color orange, you know,
yeah,
eat orange foods,
yes,
or you know, wear orange, mm-hmm, something as a reminder that you're doing the healing for that chakra.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Crystals, I carry them, I use them. Good. When I meditate, so I'm all about crystals. Do you have a favorite crystal?
I love them. They're all my babies.
That's a good answer.
You brought us these wisdom
cords. Can you tell us more about them?
I've never heard of wisdom cords.
So I actually mine those. Went to a gym digging place and actually mined it. I actually went for my birthday a few years ago. That's what I wanted to do. You know, you get
that's
older
amazing.
And you're like, it's not a party. I want to go mine some crystals.
Do that. You have to tell me. We won't do it on air.
Definitely do that. Yes. So the place is basically filled with a lot of this wisdom quartz. Now, wisdom quartz, you're going to hear it as milky quartz or snow quartz.
Okay.
But it's also wisdom quartz. And I really find that quartz to be about cultivation. And we're always trying to cultivate something, right? Mm-hmm. Every crystal has a characteristic. But I don't like people to get so fixated on, oh, I can't have that crystal because it means this.
Ooh.
You can choose whichever crystal is calling to you and attune that to whatever intention you like.
I love that.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I love that because that's how I feel about crystals. But whenever people ask me questions, I make crystal jewelry.
Oh, beautiful.
And I have little descriptions of what the crystals are. Like they come with cards and it's like, oh, amethyst is for this, isn't this. And it's very basic, you know, it's sort of just more like an introduction to crystals for people who don't really know. But people are always asking me like, well, does it help with this? And I am always like, it helps with whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like it's just wear it and just like remind
and
yourself.
And it's pretty. I mean, is that not enough? My God.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. It's just carrying good energy.
Exactly.
Like what, or it's like helping protect you from bad energy. It's it's whatever you want it to be. But sometimes people don't really, you know, they want it to be like Western medicine.
Yeah.
Like it helps with, you know, take some Advil for your headache kind of thing.
Exactly.
It's like, well, this is the earth. It's a little more.
It's different. Yeah. Yeah. A bit complex, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, I completely agree. You can attune it to whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And just speaking more about, you mentioned now it's more normalized, just the spiritual world, wellness worlds. Mm-hmm. Are there any things that you're seeing that makes you kind of roll your eyes maybe?
Ooh, yeah.
Like just like, really guys, really, we're doing this. And especially with the Western culture, we westernize so many, like I practice yoga and I'm like, this is not what yoga is when you go to these studios.
Yeah.
And I found a yoga instructor who blended both beautifully.
Oh, that's great.
But maybe it's yoga or something else. Did you see things that you're like, oh, I wish, but we're kind of happy, I guess, people are talking about it on some level.
I'm trying to think if there's something.
Or maybe on the other end, if there are things that people still don't get that you want to like clarify as far as like.
I mean, just that part, yes.
Okay, go for it.
Just, you know, I don't have an issue to, it's for me, it's to each its own. Mm-hmm. And I never try to convince a skeptic to believe in what I believe in.
That's amazing.
But I do believe in reincarnation. I do believe there is a purpose. I do believe that we have lived many lifetimes, spiritual and religious lives. It molds us into the person that we are. This is the reason why our souls evolve. But for me, it's one of those things where people are like, oh, you die and that's it. I'm like, really?
It's almost sad. I'm so like, really? Sad. Yeah. I'm like,
I know. Well, it's like when people don't believe in a higher power, I'm like, then why are you here?
Yeah. I'm like, you just walk around. You just walk around this earth. Yeah. It's weird to me. Yeah. Like, I will say
where
that.
Where do you get your personal power from?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Where do you actually think it's coming from, right. sir? Yeah.
And where do you get the motivation to get up in the morning?
Yeah. Exactly.
Like,
those people I can't have conversations with. No. You're like, you'll never win.
Exactly. Yeah.
You'll never. Like, I can't help you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You got to help yourself first. Yeah.
So that's the main thing, is just people aren't aware that there aren't just humans here on this planet. There's spirits everywhere. There's spirits in this room. Like, you know what I mean?
Are you seeing the spirits, right? Or do you feel them?
No, I just will. They come with me all the time.
Right.
Yeah. So they're here. Yeah. 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 About 8 of them. So.
Oh,
you roll deep.
I roll deep. Yeah.
I love that. Do they have their own like personalities? Do they come out?
They have their own personalities. They have their own purpose. One can be just to help you have fun. One is here to help you learn how to love. One is here to help you with forgiveness. Mm. And they come in and out at different points of your life. As you evolve, you get a new one. One leaves and one comes in.
Oh, wow.
But you still want to make sure you introduce yourself.
Right.
I need to reveal yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, because you said 8 and you did mention like 8 main chakras.
I was going to say, like, are these your chakras?
Each of them maybe. Have their own assignment. And then maybe one retires and a new one comes in.
That's exactly how it goes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You have like 8 employees working for you.
Exactly. And I don't have to pay them.
Hey. Yeah.
I pay them with my loyalty.
With your love and your,
exactly. Exactly.
I love that.
And then delving in more, because you're so multifaceted. So you also do sound healing. Can you touch on that a little bit? I'm obsessed with sound bath. It's like...
Uh-huh.
My love favorite thing. Bath. I love a sound bath moment.
Well, because here's the thing. Who can be upset when they're listening to music? Right. I mean, besides you're going to cry because you're shedding emotions, right? But you can't be angry when you're listening
music
to music.
Music is universal.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Everything. So I felt like that would be a good fit for my practice, was bringing in sound. And I have, 5 crystal bowls. The bowls are connected to a chakra. So each one is attuned to a chakra, and it has different octaves and frequencies that it's made up of. So when I'm doing a sound bath, you're hearing different kinds of octaves. It's going up and down. It's really loud, and people are in like a trance-like state.
Yeah.
And that's not to scare you guys out there, a trance-like state. It's a very peaceful thing.
It's
some people
so
are like,
calming.
What's a sound bath? Oh, do I sit in the bath and you play music? If you like.
Sure.
You know?
Oh, you're bathing in sound.
Yeah. Like, you're fully clothed. So you're fully clothed.
It's not that kind of party, guys.
It's not that kind of party. Yeah. No happy endings over here. So.
It's legitimate business we're running
exactly.
over here.
Exactly.
Right?
So, and I like to use the drums as well. I believe everyone has a little bit of shaman in them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah,
because I've like thought about maybe going to shaman school just because I'm so like interested in it. And I've also felt similar to you. I've always felt sort of different, but I've just tried to incorporate it into my daily life.
That's
like
beautiful.
In general, because I don't know if it's my calling. But
don't think twice about it. If it feels good, do it.
But you said that everyone is sort of
a shaman. I believe everybody
has. So everyone has the capability of channeling this energy.
Everyone has the capability to heal and heal themselves. Mm-hmm. Everything is through touch. You think about a little kid who falls. The first thing the mom does is place their hand over their boo-boo, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there's healing in touch.
And that's what we do with ourselves, too.
Exactly.
Like, I get a paper cut and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I use the drums as a way to bring my client down into a deep space. For some people, it can get a little uncomfortable because there are things that we have pushed down so far and we're so resistant to allowing that to come up. It feels uncomfortable in the body.
Yeah.
But they eventually allow themselves to pass that state. So I like to do the drums because it brings you down deep, because it's a very deep vibration. And then I bring in the bowls to bring you back up. And so I use those two modalities. There are other instruments that I do want to play eventually, but I'm a one-woman show, so I wish I could play the drums and do the bowls at the same time, but I can't. So
charge extra for that if you figure it out.
Exactly. I'm going to have to start using my feet. Or something. It's a skill. It's a it's talent. A skill. So yeah. So that's how I use my sound mm-hmm. is with drums and bowls to go deep and bring you back up. And then you feel in this very elevated state because those bowls have such high vibrational frequencies that you can't leave there upset. Even if you were annoyed by all of the noise,
yes.
you mm-hmm. feel different when you leave because something has shifted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How often should we do sound baths? Is there
as often as your spirit would like you to do it?
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know if it was like maybe too much. I've only done two, but they were both just
I don't think
amazing,
there's too much of anything.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay. I do. I mean, like I have clients that come and see me on a weekly basis.
Wow.
That's just what works for them.
Yeah.
But I feel like in between those sessions, they have those that time to enjoy the healing, experience the healing. And some for some people, if they just keep coming back, it's one of those things where you're healing, you're unfolding while the next phase is on its way.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in constant healing mode. But it's your preference. I never will push anyone into saying like, you have to see me this
right.
amount of times. Mm-hmm. I do recommend though, if you do come in for a first session, I would like to see you for a second one, depending on what you're experiencing. And if you need assistance through that within 2 weeks, so everything is not undone, you know what
that
I mean?
That makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So within that 2 week frame. And then after that, it's just, you know, we just discuss how it works for you,
yeah.
what's best for you. Because, yeah. you know, finances get in the issue, you know, is an issue for
oh, yeah.
a lot
yeah,
of people.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
And then for people who can't come to you for a sound bath or don't mm-hmm. have a place nearby, mm-hmm. is it, could they just listen to a beautiful piece of music that they love? Or do you recommend anything in particular?
I actually do distant healings.
You do distant?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So I've had clients in Istanbul and like Morocco.
Wow.
Again, it's about the intention, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I find that that definitely does work because you're not even distracted by a physical person being there and their energies trying
That's
to
true.
Mesh. I have a clear space. I know my space is clear. I know I'm clear. Mm-hmm. And I set the intention of just connecting to their energy wherever they are in the world and doing the work.
Yeah. So no excuses, guys.
No excuses.
No excuses.
You have no excuses.
Yeah.
So let's get into tarot.
Okay.
Yes,
you
I'm
also
so
do.
Excited
I'm
about
someone
that.
I will dabble in tarot. Like I'll get a tarot card reading here and there.
Okay.
I don't not believe it, but it's not like my main of all the woo woo things.
Totally.
It's probably the least that I'm into. So can you just mm-hmm. talk about tarot cards? I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I just started a YouTube channel
you
a couple
did?
Months ago.
Plug it.
I watch so many tarot
okay.
readings on YouTube, so I have to
totally.
Watch it.
Totally. YouTube.com/JYoungHealing2014.
Yes.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Show
so
notes.
I do.
Well, yeah,
I do two readings for every sign each month. And it's just a general reading of the energies that I'm picking up mm-hmm. from the reading. So tarot is, it's fun. It's
yeah.
entertaining.
That's
you
what
know?
I feel like. It's
yeah.
fun. But
it's fun. It's
and
entertaining.
It's like I feel like it's great for people who love storytelling and symbolism.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Because I heal from storytelling and symbolism. I mean, I'm an actor. So
okay.
I'm like, you know, I love the tarot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah exactly. And I, the way that I do my tarot is, I mean, I'm sure a lot of readers out there do it too, because I channel energy. I am picking up on a collective energy. Like if I'm doing Gemini, I'm mm-hmm. picking up on the collective energy for Gemini and seeing what's coming up. And for me, it's different scenarios because it's a general reading. So it's hard to pinpoint one situation.
Yeah. Right.
So
do you also go off of like the astrology, what's happening with the planets?
Sometimes whatever's being channeled through
yeah.
me at that
yeah.
time. And sometimes I'm saying things that I would never even say in my regular day to day. And I'm just
yeah.
like, oh yeah, that spirit said that. And I don't remember what I just said. That just happened to me in one of my readings. I'm like, I don't even remember
yeah.
what spirit just told me. I just said it.
Oh my
but
gosh.
It's one of those things where it's like, you know, it's using the channeled energy with the cards, and each card does have symbolism.
Yeah.
You know, they have a basis, like the crystals, they have a basis of what it means, but really it's about what you're feeling from that card and the situation
yeah.
or the person that you're reading for.
Because it's been interesting. I've picked up cards and it's so relevant to the situation. And so
right.
I believe in it, you
yeah.
know, in tarot. Uh-huh. It's just I don't get that deep
right.
into it. So I'm like, do I really need this additional thing? I'm like, I have a deck that I don't really use anymore
okay.
and things like that. So
mm-hmm.
I'm just curious, like, should implement it more or not, but I guess it's kind of like just do what feels right.
And some people do, some people don't actually, you know, go on a limb and turn it into a full-on business and do a YouTube channel like me. Right. But some people actually use it as a daily tool. As you know, there are different forms of meditation, and maybe for them that is it. Pulling one or two or three cards a day can help them, give them some sort of clarity about their day or what they're experiencing or what they're feeling when they wake up. So, you know, to each its own. If, you know, if it's not, if it doesn't resonate with you, that's fine. But I do feel that people are turning to tarot a lot now. Because it's just another tool for entertainment. And, you know, some people just want to know things. You know,
so there's always something you can get out of it.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
Even I find like on YouTube, the general tarot readings, like it's always each sign has their own energy attached to it. So like it is. It is pretty easy to relate.
Yeah, exactly. So I find it to be fun and it's informative and people enjoy it because it's a
it's enjoyable.
It's easygoing.
I actually had a friend tell me he had a deck. He had me pick something out and it was so on spot on. I was like, we're not talking about this. But he said he had a friend up the other day and she pulled like a mother card, something that's like fertility kind of thing. And she was pregnant and no one knew.
The Empress.
And she like, and she pulled it out and she's like, I've told no one. And it was weird. So I, so I believe in it, but I'm always just like, do I need to be doing more tarot? Or that's me. I went to House of Intuition one time. It was like a full moon thing. So I was like, okay, so I have my crystals. I have this candle. I have this thing and blah, blah, blah. I was like, do I need anything else? And the lady's like, I think you're good. Like sometimes I just go all the way in.
It's
and
the
I'm
Aries
like,
in you.
It is. So I'm like, I got to reel it back. So I'm like, I have my deck. Do I use, you know, I'm like, how do I implement it? But it's like, girl, just relax.
Let your things speak to you. Let it speak to you, because things, as you're going on this journey, things are going to shift. When I first started meditation, I meditated every single day for a year, like an hour to 2 hours a day. And then there are times now I wake up and I'm like,
nope,
I'm just gonna start my day.
You know,
because things shift. And then there are sometimes, well, I'll do it in bed. Before, I had a dedicated space where I would go and sit up and meditate. And sometimes I'll do it if I'm having a hard time falling asleep. I'll meditate and just fall right into sleep.
I think I made it's gonna change. 40 days straight once using an app keeping track. So year, I'm just like,
I know.
It's a bit ambitious.
No, totally. Totally not. But it's one of those things where things are always going to be shifting, just like energy. Right? Everything is shifting. And so we don't have to get so fixated on being in
or
a
regimented.
Regimen
every, that's because when I get stuck in a routine too, then I'm like, I don't even want to do it at all anymore.
I love same that because we do talk a lot about how consistency is queen on this show. But also we need to be open to the fact that we shift and things shift around us. And
absolutely.
Like, you don't have to stick to things just because you said you would.
Because now it becomes a task and you don't do
it's
it.
Not fun.
And then it loses its meaning and its healing.
And what's your ritual now, like your morning ritual, may I ask? It's not too personal.
Right now, I don't really have a ritual.
Okay.
I actually get up and I'm always in a different dimension, it feels like.
But
I have
I
to remember
that.
My to bring myself down back to earth. I just go with whatever I'm feeling when I wake up. If I'm feeling this, I'm feeling that, that's what I'll do. I just don't want to get
stuck.
Isn't
that how we should all do life? I wish.
And I'm also a Pisces, so I stay in a flow of things. I'm just like, oh, this is what I'm doing.
This is what I want to do.
Do you feel like, I've been telling people, I am not an expert. I just like love this stuff and I've been doing a lot of research on it. I've been telling people that Pisces is like the Gemini of water signs. Would you say that's true? Because there's the two fish.
The Pisces actually has, Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac. They are the oldest sign of the zodiac and they have every sign, a little bit of every sign in them. So that's why Pisces are so adaptable. So that is highly possible. Pisces could be an Aries, a Gemini, depending on the environment. We can definitely shift to any environment. That's how the Pisces work.
That's a gem. Okay. Numerology. Let's talk about it. That's something, it's weird. I'm five, that's my number. And it was always my favorite number, not knowing that was my numerological number or anything like that. So I have a connection to that. But can you, again, just, you're just here to explain things to people. Let the audience know.
Because I'm not
like,
an expert, people.
Yeah, when I try, I'm like, I don't think I'm explaining it properly. So now that we have a quote-unquote expert, you're more of an expert than I am anyway.
Not on numerology.
Okay. Sorry.
No, but I've researched a little bit, so I know a tiny bit.
Let us know what you, the importance of it and how it helps you.
I don't know. You're asking about the five?
We don't want to talk about me. Just in general, what people, I don't think a lot of people, they've heard of numerology, but they're like, what even is
that? I want to know. I'm a nine.
I used to like be really into it and then I kind of just fell off of it.
Exactly. The shift. The shift.
I'm shifting.
The astrology and numerology kind of go hand in hand. Mm. I mean, we see numerology as sort of like a scientific thing because it's number based.
Right.
Everything breaks down to number. Your name breaks down to numbers. And everything breaks down to a single digit unless it's like a master number like 11, 22, 33, 44. Mm-hmm. So numerology is very multifaceted and very complex.
Basically. You don't have to get too deep into it. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's kind of like one of those things like astrology where astrology breaks down the zodiac sign and the planets in your house. Numerology breaks down you as the individual person. Your name and how your name was, your name breaks down who you are and what your path is going to look like.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think having a combination of that. I don't do numerology like that. I mean, I have dibble dabbled in like, okay, I can tell you like, you know, your life path number or something like that. Mm-hmm. But as far as breaking down like all the research behind it,
not an expert. So okay. Is there anything else you want to like add to your practice that you can share?
I don't know. And I'm constantly that's a lot you evolving. Have going on. It is, and you know, and I love all of them equally. And I have times where I'm doing something more than the other because mm-hmm. I know I'm a one-woman show, but I don't want to limit myself to anything.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And as we're shifting, there's going to be new modalities. There's going to be new perspectives, new awarenesses. I'm a very creative being at heart, so I'm like sometimes just think of like creative things I can do on how to heal, you know, help heal people. So I would say there is definitely more to come. I just don't know what that looks
what it
like
is
yet.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally
yeah.
fair.
Yeah.
I love that. Yes. And I will be there. I promise. I'm out of town like, this week. When I get back into town,
no pressure.
I promise.
And I haven't had a session with you.
You should.
I would love to.
You should come
but
in.
I came in, I'm telling you, I think one of the reasons too, it's I was doing so well for a while that I was not that I didn't think I need to come back, but I was like, okay, I didn't feel the pressure to see you again. But
she talks about you
a
often.
Lot.
She'll be like, I really have to go see Jay. And I'm like, girl, go.
One of my friends, my guy friends, and this is like, he knows nothing about anything. He's like, you look different.
Wow.
He was like, Yeah. And then I was also, but using a new like skincare routine. So I was like, I don't think he's picking up on that. I'm like, yeah. I love him, but there's no way he knew I changed moisturizers.
Right.
You know
You've
what
got
I mean?
The glow.
Yeah. I was like, do I? Everyone's like, yeah. And I'm like, I have to see Jay. And I just, silly me, never did, but it's all right.
Okay.
We're back
right
together.
Now.
Yeah. You're back together. Yes. And since we have you here, I know if Grace had one other thing, but would you guide us through like a mini little, you mentioned meditation or just a little something for the listeners, you just have such amazing energy that I kind of want the listeners to take something away with them from this episode.
But before,
go ahead.
I have one more question might actually help us with the energy right now.
Okay.
Do you know anything about this Mercury retrograde that we're in right now?
God. It's fantastic.
You heard
well,
it here
I
first.
I feel like we haven't even talked about it.
We haven't. I've been avoiding it. I feel like acknowledge it. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
the more I acknowledge
it. I feel like it's something that has helped people who don't know anything about planetary placements and astrology get into it because it is the planet of communication and that is, we have to deal with each other. So I feel like everybody's sort of like, what is this Mercury retrograde? What does it mean? Like what?
Yeah.
So do you have like a Reader's Digest version of like a little snippet
Reader's
of like,
Digest.
What is this Mercury retrograde?
I think first off, people who are aware get so terrified when he comes around. They said it's a male.
I know.
A
masculine
energy.
I was like he.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Everything's a woman in my book, but I was like, he's a guy. Mercury's a guy.
I know. All right.
But it's a
makes
masculine energy.
Yeah.
So basically, when the planet doesn't literally go in reverse, okay? It's just a feeling of things start to slow down and you start to reevaluate things. So I always say, you know, every word that you can begin with an R-E is what you should be doing during Mercury retrograde. So things that you have yet to deal with or things that you thought you may have dealt with and maybe pushed down in your subconscious, they actually start to reveal itself again. And that's what happens during Mercury retrograde, is that's why people get frustrated, because they're like, I thought I dealt with this. I dealt with this already. And it's coming back up again, and I need to reevaluate
this. And like
exes
come back around.
Some people, sometimes. Oh, that happens often for people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I had
it's
an
about
ex visit me in my dream last night.
There
you
go.
Didn't tell me.
So yeah. I just remembered just now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, which one? Tell me later.
Could be thinking about you. That's the reason why it's popping up.
Oh, interesting.
They're popping up in your energy.
Interesting.
But it's about revisiting the past, revisiting, yeah. You know, reevaluating, mm-hmm. and also being receptive to what's, you know, not trying to force it and go against whatever's trying to come up, because it's coming up to be released. So
that's a really good point.
Yeah. It's coming up to be, you see, released.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Oh, thank you for that explanation. That was such a like simple and poignant explanation.
Yeah. I think people benefit from that.
I'm sorry to interrupt our meditation moment.
No, I think that's important. Really, it's happening, and people freak out.
People are freaking out.
People freak out without even knowing why they're freaking out.
Exactly.
They're just like, it's Mercury. Yeah. Exactly. I'm like, girl, do you even know what it means?
No one knows. Ask them what it means.
And we're also in Scorpio season. So now things are magnified, you know, a bit. And things, the energies are, intense. And
we had an episode about
and it's
Scorpio.
Watery.
Okay.
So watery.
Yeah. Go back to those, two episodes
very
ago.
Mysterious.
Go back to that episode.
I have like no water in my chart. So this is very uncomfortable.
She's like moving along.
Like, what's am I going?
All right. Well, let me see what I can come up with. It'll be short and sweet. Yeah. And maybe we'll piggyback off of the shielding technique.
I think that's important with all the big energy happening.
We would
for
love
sure.
a shield
totally,
right now.
Totally. Okay. All right. So wherever you are now, if you're driving, pull over or do not participate during this.
Thank you for that.
If you are sitting, place your feet on the ground, back straight. If you're lying in bed, allow yourself to just relax and melt into the moment now. As we call upon our angels and guides of the Most High of the Divine Light, we ask that your presence be felt. Surround us and protect us with guidance, with peace, love, light, balance. Allow us to see clarity and be in our truth in this moment. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Exhale through your mouth, releasing the things that no longer serve you. Allowing yourself to just melt into this moment. As we call upon the divine white light now coming down from the ethers, we ask this beam of white light to penetrate into our crown chakra. Imagine this light being warm and sensual, making you feel cozy and comfortable, connecting you to your true essence as you're allowing yourself to open up to the spiritual world, to the divine. Allow this light to permeate down into your third eye so that you may see beyond the physical eye. You may see your truth. Let this white light come down into your throat chakra, cleansing and churning this chakra so that you may speak your truth. You may be more expressive and creative in your being. May you communicate clearly. Let this divine white light penetrate down into your heart space, opening your heart, forgiving self, loving self, opening up to your external world, allowing love in, and radiating that light back into the universe. So the light travels down into your solar plexus, right below your rib cage, right above your navel, opening you up to communication, creativity, confidence, being one and comfortable in your own skin. And as this energy penetrates down into your sacral, our seat of life, we ask that it opens us up to being comfortable in our sexuality, being sensual in our being, bringing abundance into our space, elevating our vitality. For those of you that may be struggling with fertility issues, opening up that space so that you may house life. Just let that white light penetrate that space, encompass it from front to back, feeling this warm energy there. Then let this light travel down into your pelvic area, your root chakra, down into your back, the tip of your spine from front to back, connecting you to this earthly world. Remembering that you do belong. You are exactly where you need to be. And this light travels down into your thighs, your quads, your hamstrings, down into your knees, down into your calves, into your shins, your ankles, all the way down into the heels and the balls of your feet, penetrating through your toes. And imagine this light flowing all the way down, 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 down into the core of the earth. As you are now protected, you are shielded, you are filled with love and light, truth and clarity. And so it is. Amen.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for holding the space like that.
Of course.
That was...
Namaste.
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 That was amazing. Love and light. Thank you so much. Love and light. Thank you so much. And where can everyone find you on social media or plug any of your...
You can go to my website. Actually, all of my info is there. JYoungHealing.com. You'll be able to find my YouTube channel. My Instagram is spiritualpreneur. And I'm also on Facebook as well, at JYoungHealing14. Okay, but all of my information is going to be on my website, JYoungHealing.com.
Check her out, guys. Amazing. Yay. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being here.
Of course.
So happy. All right, guys, until next time. Yes. Everyone's so peaceful in the room.
I know.
I love it. All right, guys, till next time. Bye.